Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Jesus clearly states in the scripture that believers in him are the light of the world. So my question for you as you prepare for Christmas Day is this: are you letting the light of Jesus shine through you? Far too often, followers of Christ forget that they influence other people, whether it is for good or for bad. We do influence others. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we are called to shine the light of Jesus Christ in any circumstance in which we find ourselves. You and I are called to influence others for him. It might seem overwhelming at first to shine the light of Christ into such a dark world, a world overcome by the coronavirus, of which many families have lost their loved ones. And now, a variant of the coronavirus, which is spreading even at a faster rate, but hopefully its lifespan will be short-lived. Christians have a responsibility to trust in God, wait upon his will and his grace and mercy to prevail. You don't have to be afraid of the dark anymore, because Jesus Christ has already overcome it. He will make a path for you and light the way. You just need to trust and follow him. As you gather with friends and family for Christmas, it is my prayer that you would take the light of Jesus Christ to those who don't know him. Be responsible with the light God has given you and help others live in the light like you do. As believers in Jesus Christ, we are called to shine his light in any circumstance in which we find ourselves. From the family of Grace Missionary Church, we wish you all a blessed and peaceful Christmas. I am your host, Donald Blake.